Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hey, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
So, I know it's only been a week, but the amount of news that has dropped in the Vanderpump Rules cinematic universe has been overwhelming.
We should, like, have a a Vanderpump Rules updates theme song.
These are the best days of our lives.
Like, I want to use the reprise.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it.
Okay.
These are my lifelong friends.
Okay. So
let's do it chronologically.
Okay, chronologically. Right?
So the first thing that happened was the mid-season trailer came out.
Monday. Fresh on Monday morning. Which usually they would do a trailer that's gonna premiere at the end of an episode, like the morning that episode airs.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew we're hungry.
Yeah.
Although I would have almost thought, I wonder if they were worried about saving it post-reunion in case, like, reunion news came out. But I would think, like, okay, reunion's this week. Like, let's have another big week next week.
No, yeah. They're keeping, like, little carrots in front of us. Yeah. Like, little baby carrots and we're little baby horses. Okay. So what do you think about this mid-season trailer?
Okay. So for me, this was sort of like a detective game.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Tell us.
Because you are watching each and every scene thinking, is this pre-bomb or post-bomb?
AS or BS?
Yeah.
BS or AS?
Before Scandoval or after Scandoval?
Yes.
Because it's confusing. And there's some that are, like, clearly before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything of, like, Schwartz, Raquel, obviously before. There's some that's clearly after. And then there's some that's like, where am I?
What felt where am I to you?
I mean, there's a few parts where Sandoval is fighting, although, like, he's fighting this week's episode, which had, like, nothing to do with anything.
He loves to fight.
So it's hard to, like, although this week's episode he's fighting for his woman's honor.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you're thinking, like, oh, is he really only going to be activated for, like, when the spotlight's on him? No, he's just activated all the time.
Always.
I think we're assuming Sheena being like, I was filled with rage, was her talking about her interaction with Raquel after Watch Islands Live.
Do you think? Or that, honestly, that could be about fucking Katie Maloney. Oh,
yeah, that's true. Truly. That's true. It's truly a mystery.
I mean, like, the only, like, the clearest thing that is after is the Tom and Ariana in their house.
Oh.
And, like, the big one is where, like, he says, do you need anything? And she's like, for you to die or whatever.
Okay.
And then there's like a scene of her raging, and you can see when they slow it down, it's clearly her yelling Raquel.
Okay. So that's part of, I mean, the whole thing is cinematic. That's part of like the ticking time bomb moment where there's like a ticking sound and like it's silent except for the ticking and just moments of drama.
Yes. This is, it's like being in film school right now. Tell us more.
Oh my God. You got to give it to them because like, and they're also not giving us everything.
Yeah.
Because I wondered to myself, will we see Duty in the midseason?
Of course not.
They're saving Duty.
They're saving a little Duty. we call her Duty, but like it's become more and more clear to me over the past couple of weeks that it's Doty.
Oh, I just like answering the call of Duty.
I know. Duty's more appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts on the midseas?
No, it's just like really exciting.
Wow, what a take.
No, I mean like there was like, in for. The one thing that's like I'm still confused about is there's the scene where Lisa's talking and she's addressing Katie's in the foreground, men are in the background, and Raquel is like smirking behind Katie.
Christina Kelly in the corner, like
and frowning? Like, and most people are like have emotions. Katie's like crying, and you wonder what Lisa's talking about. And I've heard rumors. People said some people said Lisa's decided she's retiring and closing Sir.
No, that's why like pumps like for sale or something. Yeah. I just love like, oh, when will you all learn to deal with your problems?
It's like, when do you stop giving us problems? You're like meddling in this week's episode.
As per Teddy Mellencamp, you're paying us to do these things.
Okay, so the next hit that we need to get to for the week is there was some TMZ footage that came out of one Raquel sitting outside a Valley Village nail spot, just like waiting outside, I guess like, I think probably waiting for her nails to dry.
I mean, it's shot like found footage, like the Blair Witch. Like TMZ stumbled upon this woman wearing black sweats.
With a hood on. It's almost like The Last of Us, and Raquel is the
one
last
of One of the last
us.
Few, yeah.
Yeah, and basically she proceeds to give this like actually pretty lengthy interview where she's asks a lot of questions and answers a lot of questions that, like, you could tell, like, she should have waited for Bravo. Or Bravo must be pissed that, like, she called TMZ to meet her in this parking lot.
Yeah. I mean, the truth of the matter is, obviously she needs to save it for the reunion. But the reunion's being filmed now. We're not going to get the reunion. I want to say
6 weeks. First episode, 6 weeks.
Oh, you know that for sure?
No, but I mean, like, how many episodes have there been? Andy said that the season is 12 episodes before the reunion.
Oh, he said it's 12 episodes.
I told you this.
Oh, I thought you said there's 10 more to go.
It changed this week and I messaged you somewhere.
Oh, I missed that one. Okay. Yeah. So they're tightening it up.
I don't think they're tightening it up. I think he was just talking out of his ass the first time.
Oh, okay.
In his post Sandoval, whatever.
Okay, because I think this week was either episode 6 or 7.
Okay.
So then maybe that makes sense that we're getting a mid-season.
How many weeks has it been since Scandoval broke?
It was March 3rd.
Yeah. So we're...
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. 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 Wow. Wow. Wow.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Okay. So yeah, she, she clearly should not have done that. Especially like, wasn't there a conversation of, is she even going to come? She like left. She has only filmed one scene.
Right.
Post cameras being picked up.
I won't believe anything in... That doesn't come from a direct source at this point.
Okay, yeah.
So that was Raquel.
That was Raquel.
That was great. And then, last night on Watch What Happens Live, out of the gutter crawls two faces I never thought I would see on Bravo again.
Two shit-eating grins.
Brittany, what's her last name?
Cartwright / Couchy.
And Jax Taylor Couchy.
Couchy. Yeah, we're Jason. We're on the Couchy.
I will say, this episode was exhilarating in an uncomfortable way. It was weird to be back in the tornado that is Jax.
I mean, it was just like a half hour of contradictions. It was like,
yeah,
Raquel, you mean Rachel? And then he's like, Jax, you're Jason.
Exactly.
And he's like, but I don't deny it. And he's like, is she denying?
Yeah. Literally, she said on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it was unseen footage like that right. they air the following week. But like, she's not hiding it either, dear. And Jack's like, Tom Sandoval, what a piece of shit. And then he's like, but I also don't have a land. Like, just hand off.
Also, he wanted to try to confirm that Tom Schwartz had heard about this long before and that he heard it directly from Tom Schwartz. He's also online, like, talking about everyone else's affairs. And it's like, about like Katie.
Oh, okay.
Like, motorboating that dick, which I forgot about until he brought it up. But it's like, it. To his exact point, what leg do you have to stand on? And then there's Brittany. Do you think her family is ever like...
No, they love.
I know, but like there must be something back there that's like, our poor girl just went too far. She's now with the sinners and the drug dealers and the homosexuals.
The family was excited to film.
No, I remember. Okay. But like, if they were to like, we haven't seen them in a couple years. They've probably gone back to church and like rethought.
Repented for their sins?
Repented, but also made themselves worse. You know, I just feel like Brittany just always feels out of place on the show to me.
See, for me, I was actually more interested in getting Brittany updates as to like, what's going on with you and Kristen, what's going on with you and Katie, what's going on with you and Stassi. You say you don't know who Charlie is, but you were on a season with her.
Well, she was using like, yeah. I don't know her from Adam, meaning I know her, but yeah, like we don't really know each other.
Sure.
Me and you are very different in that way. Yeah. I don't care about Brittany at all. Like I never want to see her on my TV again. Go back to that church you crawled out of.
You're like really like harping on that one point. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, famously they had the homophobic pastor that they had to change.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So now let's get to the actual news. The seating chart for the reunion.
Well, I want to start off by saying like, it's been like a tough week for me to have my lawyer hat on with like everyone saying like, oh, like they should, it's going to be like, they're going to be on opposite ends of the studio, like shouting at each other, or they'll be on Zoom together. Like, here's the thing. When it comes to a restraining order, now I'm not an expert in like how it goes in California, but I can't imagine it's that different in New York than California. A restraining order means you cannot have communication with a person and you cannot have the however much distance, the
100 yards,
300 feet, whatever, right? That does not mean you can be
on a Zoom.
On a Zoom together. You can't be on a telephone together. You can't be on a tin can talking to each other. You can't be across the room. You can't be across the room. It's just, it's like you're not supposed to speak to the person or be in their vicinity. So it's not like you could do, like, as long as you like are that far away, you could talk to them.
No, yeah. I mean, like, obviously, like, a lot of people speculating and a lot of people that run these accounts that live in the speculation are all idiots. Yeah. Like,
so, I mean, to me, it was obvious. I mean, the question I think was whether Raquel was going to come, because I think there was the people were wondering, like, will she just not show up? If she was coming, I was sure that Fravo would just swap them out.
And that's what they did.
That's what they did. So we have two seating charts. We're going to go left to right.
Okay.
As you're watching the screen. Lala Kent on the outskirts. Next to James Kennedy, kind of like old times. Next to Katie Maloney. Originally, I thought it would have been James, Lala, Katie.
Okay.
Just because of like sisterhood.
Right. But James is more to stake.
Yeah. James has
more at stake. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so Lala, James, Katie, Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, which is like, I don't even...
It's tradition.
I know it's tradition. Actually, it's fine. It's fine.
It's like if Lisa wasn't there, it would be like us not watching Family Stone during December. Are you kidding?
I know. She has to be there. Of course. But like, she's as much as a reason to be there as James's girlfriend, Allie.
Yeah. I don't know, but I mean, it's there's a reason the show's called Vanderpump Rules. Yes. There's a reason they put her on Watch What Happens Live the week after Scandoval broke.
Okay.
Which, speaking of, Andy said during Watch What Happens Live that Jax and Brittany were originally supposed to be on that week that Lisa was on, but then Scandoval happened, and they moved them further down because they did not want them to be the first people commenting on it.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay, so Lisa, Tom Sandoval,
mm-hmm.
Raquel Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're swapping them out, Schwartz moves next to Sandoval, Sheena on the end. Sheena on the end, her second wedding season.
And it's like Sheena on the end, when she has a big part in this whole thing, obviously, but it's like, where else would you put her?
Yeah. Now, where's Christina Kelly sitting? Where's...
Christina Kelly should sit right next to Andy.
Yeah. Where's Charlie sitting? Where's Allie sitting?
Charlie should sit right next to Andy, too.
All right.
And Allie should sit next to James.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, when Christina and Charlie come on, Lisa moves.
Yeah. And Christina is between Lisa and Andy.
and then Lisa hands Christina Kelly the keys to all Vanderpump Vegas, Vanderpump Paris, Vanderpump Sir, Vanderpump Pump.
Because remember back in the day, Christina Kelly used to run that joint.
Yeah, she was the head BIC.
Exactly.
Wow. Really? You just can't get enough, can you?
No. So that's our Vanderpump update until our actual Vanderpump update later in the episode when we recap the episode.
We'll catch you there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's... We never stop. Bring it back. Bring
back the theme song.
Bring back the theme song.
The girls on Reddit have been talking about that theme song recently, which then I brought to your attention, which then you tweeted about.
Okay, great. It's the circle of life.
Yeah. It is the Reddit to Twitter pathway.
I gotta say, Kyle on his little bike during the theme song, when I fell in love with him, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his blonde hair glistening in the summer heat.
Wearing his little suit.
And like a little backpack, right, too?
Yeah. Just a man on the go.
Yeah.
Okay, we are back to setting up for Studio 50 Forest.
Which, this is a fun theme.
Mm.
I just wish the way they talk when it was like stylized, like written out, I wish it was like written F-O-U-R-E-S-T, but that's just like a personal gripe.
Okay. I gotta say, you gotta give it to the Batula cooks.
You give it to them every week.
You gotta.
You're at the Batula cook ball giving it to them every week.
Now, I'm not a dog person, as we all know, but it was a genius move. When the Batula cooks are down and out, bring the dogs to soften.
You are such a little shit. Oh my God. If it was anyone else on this show, you would have been griping and complaining.
Oh, I think it's so annoying to be bringing these dogs into the house. But in terms of strategy...
But when it's the Batula cooks, you got to give it to them.
No, but in terms of like their strategy to the audience...
Sure. Everyone likes a dog.
Win back favor...
Yeah. I think it's unfair to the dogs.
Oh, yeah, sure. I agree with you. Yeah.
It's like dogs should not be in this party environment.
Mm. Oh, my God. Be playing beer pong?
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe they're inside during the party, but still, it's loud.
There was a part where they were outside.
Yeah, but even when they're inside, it's loud and, like, if
they're... Scary?
Yeah.
It's like almost like 4th of July fireworks going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, Batula is walking in with the mindset, I'm not going to let Lindsay... ruin my birthday weekend. Now, my question is, wasn't it really Danielle that like ruined last weekend for you?
Well, and I think that's like Lindsay's point in a way is like she's the one always targeted.
Yeah.
The real question that Amanda should be saying is, I'm not going to let Kyle cook ruin my birthday weekend. No. I mean, hopefully he gets me a gift this year.
No, he will. Okay. I love the girls dragging Gabby. Like, guests are arriving and they're like, all right, hi everyone.
There's no music.
hopefully we'll get music and alcohol eventually, but like, we obviously have lover boys, so.
There's no food.
No food, nothing. Yeah, that was fun. Okay, let's talk about the Kyle Carl sit down.
Yeah.
Now, this is where I can't give it to Kyle. Because it's like, I don't know what it is. Like, our relationship has changed. And all I can think is, it's Lindsay.
It's... Let's just blame everything on the women.
No, but listen. If there was a reason to blame her, sure. It's because Carl's not drinking anymore and all you want to do is drink.
Literally, exactly. You don't want to, like, grow up and, like, actually, like, have a meaningful relationship with this friend. You just want to get blackout and wear those heels. Actually, you didn't even want to wear the heels.
The heels?
He was wearing those platforms.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay. Yeah. This was not a productive conversation.
But they thought it was so productive.
Well, they've had three conversations that they've thought has been productive and not a one.
Yeah. And then, like, Carl goes back to Lindsay.
Oh, my God.
And Lindsay's like, wait, so you're telling me that the solve here is that me and Amanda make up or have a conversation?
No. I mean, I think it was iconic.
And I mean, to her credit, this is a little more ahead in the episode, but she took the note and ran with it.
I know. It was interesting that there's a conversation later of Danielle and Hub being like, you guys don't fight. But like, they were kind of fighting here.
Oh, yeah. They weren't even kind of fighting. Like, everyone around the party was watching them fight.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get to further stuff with them, we have Sam mid-party running around the house trying to go to Montauk. Like,
yeah. There's a guy named Tim in Montauk who she wants to F.
We got a show to film. Like, do you want to remain on this show?
Well, I mean, on this show, they have always traditionally gone out and gone to Montauk. So she's just like...
I know, but I think she was ready to go, like, while the light was still out. This was, like, even, like, early in the day.
And I'm sorry, like, it shouldn't be her fault. Like, casting should get some fucking warm, hot bodies in here so she gets distracted.
Yeah. Okay. They did some, like, funny cinematography. And I want everyone to go back and look. While Hub and Carl were fighting, there was a scene of Paige, like, in the window, peeking down from above.
Like when Bethany was on her own reality show looking down.
Exactly. But then also, as the fight continues, then Paige is, like, laying by the pool.
Right.
So which is it?
I mean, this show has some of the sloppiest cinematography that we've seen. It feels like every week on this show in particular, we're talking about something, whether it be the drink in Kyle's hand going from a espresso martini to a full glass of red wine, you know?
No, that's Jesus turning the water into wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Kyle changed that espresso martini into wine. Oh my God,
you would think he was Jesus, you fucking sick freak.
Okay, now that we're talking about Kyle, for some reason in the confessional, Kyle started like flipping his mullet up like Katie Maloney's French look.
Oh, I was gonna say Paige Davis. Do you remember Trading Spaces?
Paige Davis,
Katie Maloney French look,
and then Chris grew out a mullet during confessional season and then started curling it up like Paige Davis, Katie Maloney, Kyle Cook.
Single white female. Except he's not white or a female.
Yeah. So, okay. Then we get we get the page of conversation, which I think might go down in history.
It's like whenever these two come together, it's like
come together more often.
I know, that's what I'm saying too, because you're like, they could actually be something.
It's like if we work in tandem.
Yeah, they could do something. They could be something. But like neither of them actually wants to. Mm. Hubs might want to more than Paige. Paige has her posse.
Mm. She doesn't need her. She doesn't need Hub.
Hub is kind of floating alone.
Although I gotta say, I haven't even mentioned this to you. I'm keeping an eye on Hub's social media activity. And she's posting a lot of pictures with Sam and Gabby. And it's very that, like, have you ever seen that meme where it's like, I've assembled a team?
I mentioned this a couple weeks ago.
Really? To me?
Yes! On this podcast, I mentioned her posting photos of her and Gabby. And Sam.
I mustn't.
Do you listen to me?
No, I tuned you out. Maybe I edited that part out on the podcast. Sound off in the comments below if you guys remember Brennan saying that. I don't think so, honey.
I definitely said it. I remember the photo. They're like in a restaurant.
They're always in a restaurant.
No, but this was, I called it weeks ago.
Okay. Well, she's assembling a team.
Okay.
Okay. But Paige revealed. Okay, so. Hub's gripe is, Amanda said, you guys are moving in together already. Ba-da-da-da-da. And then Paige says, well, your bestie over there is saying the same thing.
Whoa.
The two faces that Hub makes will go down in history. Where she's like,
yeah, she does.
It's so good. I mean, that changed everything.
Yeah, and then Danielle being called over and Paige going, I'm me out of here. I'll be right back. Don't worry.
But like, so this was like part two. Part one was when Paige was like, you've been a good friend to Lindsay. Has she been a good friend to you? Right. To Danielle? Like, this was like 3 weeks ago. And now we're really seeing the plan go into action.
What are the people saying about this? Are the people praising Paige for this? Because like when you lay it out like this, it's like she came with a plan to take the Bedores down.
Yeah, she did. Listen, I don't know if I have the right pulse.
On the pulse?
On the Summer House fan community. But I feel like Paige is getting away with it.
How to get away with murder.
Yeah, it's true. Like, she's the Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm. So, at the end, did she actually get away?
I never finished.
I think I watched the first season.
That's it? Oh, my God.
And then I watched the crossover with Scandal.
Oh, I think that...
Because I was a Scandal girl.
Yeah. See, I think that was, like, late. And I think they were losing me with that. Because I'm like, oh, God, I can't do this.
It's but that's classic Shonda. It's like, we're always classic crossing Shonda. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Lindsay and Danielle. And I want to say, I do think the tide turned on Danielle in this conversation.
Why is that?
Because I feel like Danielle was more in the wrong in this conversation with her and Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, you don't do, like, you guys don't have hard conversations. Mm-hmm. You don't talk about anything serious. You're moving too fast. You're doing da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba. And I think, like, at the end of the day to me, it more sounds like you and Robert are wrapping things up.
It's like, yeah, when she's trying to bring Lindsay to where she is so they can be together.
Two single gals.
Yeah, because she sees the writing on the wall with her and Robert. Though it's like Robert was with Ramona Singer this week.
Yeah, because he saw the writing on the wall as well. Now, I think for years we've been like, rah, 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 Danielle, but no one's perfect.
Yeah.
You learned the lesson?
Yeah.
Of Bravo? No one's perfect? Okay. I had a lot of fun when Gabby asked everyone to rate the party.
Danielle giving it a 6.5 and Amanda going, that's fair.
Oh my God. Okay, Sam talking to her elder, Kyle Cook, her 15-year-old elder.
This, I think it's like because of Sandoval and Raquel, where it's like hard to then look at another Bravo situation without seeing it through those eyes. Because I'm not saying anything's happening, but it's like I automatically thought of that, which is weird.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't get that energy, but Sam's talking about how Kyle's energy
affects the whole house.
If you, like, you're up, we're up. If you're down, we're down. So like, Elder, we need you to refocus that energy.
Do you want someone like in our Pete townhouse to say that to you? Please. When you're up, we're up.
It's too much pressure. I mean, we spend like a good 10 minutes asking, are you going to Montauk? I'm going to Montauk. Who's going to Montauk? Are we going to Montauk? Are we in the car to Montauk?
And Danielle's like, all signs are pointing east.
Oh my God. And then Danielle in her confessional, she's like, in the past, Lindsay would, like, she'd be like, how quick do I have to get ready?
But the thing is, Lindsay was thinking that. She wanted to go to Montauk.
Okay, but here, this is where I don't get it. Okay. They're not meeting Robert, right? They're not meeting Robert. Robert is working.
They're meeting Tim.
But, okay, I'm talking about Danielle and Hub, right?
Right.
Why wouldn't they just hang out at that house, the two of them, and have fun?
Because Danielle wants to go out and have fun in Montauk. She wants to go to the, like, the clubs and stuff.
I know, but...
And she wants to go with the new friends. This doesn't exist in a vacuum. There are also the new girls who are going.
But for what?
Because that's what you do.
No, but the new girls want to go F.
Or, yeah. In Montauk. But also, like, go drink and hang out and party. Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, kind of boring in this house right now.
I feel like there were enough bedwetters staying back for us to, like, have a fun group at home too.
But they were wetting the bed, and then the other people were sitting by the fire doing nothing. They wanted to go out.
So your team, Danielle?
I'm not team. I'm just like, I can see why she wants to go out. Like, it's like, why do you go out to a bar?
To have fun, but like,
exactly.
If I'm in a circumstance where, like, I have to travel, it sounds like 30 minutes, or, like, we're already having fun right here.
But no one was having fun. They were sitting around, like, lazing about.
Well, I think because it was in the in-between phase of, like, we're talking about what we're going to do, you know? So, like, if some of us are going to stay here, we can have fun here.
I don't know. I just think, like, it makes sense that she wanted to go out and...
Who? Danielle.
Danielle. See, Lindsay also wanted to go out.
See, I guess I don't understand. I don't know why Danielle wanted to go out. But it's Amanda's birthday. And we're waking up the next morning. I gotta give it to Paige, a good friend. She'll get up early for Amanda Batula each and every day. And she sets up the beautiful brunch. And I gotta say, that spread was one of the chicest things I've seen in a summer house. Any season.
Yeah, it was some bagels, some lox.
No, but like, some cream cheese. No, you got to go back.
Flowers. No, I saw it. I saw it on the island.
There was like cucumbers.
Yeah.
It looked like a charcuterie board.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys. The Bedwetter Defense Fund is here.
Oh my God. I think it was gorgeous. And we all say happy birthday. And we present a present to make up for last year's lack of a present from Kyle. And
I want to hear what was this present, Dan? And who do you think it was inspired by?
Okay. So Kyle reveals it. And I say to myself, is that a Vaskaya? Wait, I gotta like write it down.
Basquiat, not Basquiat.
Okay, Basquiat? Basquiat?
Now I don't know if I'm right. Basquiat.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay. So Kyle unwraps this present, and I ask myself, Is that a Basquiat original? Like, aren't there so few in the world? The one that...
What do you know about art?
Well, the one that Jay-Z had in that ad. And I'm like, look at this.
Mr. Art Pop over
here. I'm over here. Suddenly the Koons is me. Right? And then like I go... And then there's like a... He tags it in a photo or something. And it's not Basquiat. And I'm like, oh. So we're just like inspired by him right now? I don't know. And there was mirrors involved.
My biggest question and feeling was like, is this is going in their apartment, obviously. Mm. So it's like, it's all the way out here. And we have to bring it all the way back home.
Do we have like a Jeep we could put it in?
Yeah.
It was like fruit farm on it.
It was like, yeah, Fruity. It was like fruit makes the world go round.
Come here, Fruity.
Say the name of the artist it was inspired by again.
Basquiat, of course.
I just wish people knew.
It took me 10 minutes of practice.
14 takes.
To say it right? Yeah. Okay, that's somewhere else.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So let's go to it. What one might say is another summer house.
Not even one might say, it actually is another summer house.
Multiple summer houses in the Jersey Shore on Real Houses of New Jersey. Okay. So we have two sisters shopping for the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda.
Yeah, they are two sisters. They know each other. They get each other. Fuda's like really walking us through how they are coming in at this together.
Okay, although I gotta say, I'm curious to see where
they land.
The road diverges in the wood, because they're on different sides.
Mm-hmm.
In present day, I want to say.
But are they on different sides in the way that, like, Dolores can play both sides?
Okay, which brings me to the after show started this week. And
Dolores.
Dolores is with Teresa. And she's, like, in true soldier energy.
It's like, Dolores is a karma chameleon.
In what way?
Just like...
Oh, she's a chameleon. I thought you were, like... I thought I was, like, focusing on the karma because you were repeating the karma.
Well, I was getting there with the Boy George reference.
But I should be focusing on the chameleon aspect. Yes.
Do you know
who
Boy George is?
Oh, yeah. A good friend of Doreen. Chicest housewife. Yeah. So I'm curious to see where they land. Although Danielle Cabral and Rachel Fuda featured this week in our Patreon bonus episode as part of the new class.
Yeah, we're doing a ranking. So we did our like big Housewives ranking, what, in 2021 at this point?
We probably started in 21 and maybe finished in 22. I don't know. It took us a while.
I think we finished in 21.
Okay, maybe.
Or
maybe.
Early 22. But... It took us a while, and I know... No, it was definitely we finished in 21.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we're doing the new class of girlies who have joined since then.
Yes.
As official housewives. And you should see who's number one.
22 housewives. See who's on top. You won't be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to Jers. Okay. So... Laura said... Margaret has an arsenal of stuff on women. And Rachel Fuda doesn't understand what don't fuck with a woman scorned means.
There's a lot of not understanding different things in this episode.
Oh my, there's a lot of not understanding. Because later Zia doesn't understand what an arsenal is.
That was a funny line. I will give Marge one funny confessional yes. line when she said that maybe her and Teresa aren't that far apart.
Oh my God. Okay. We do have Teresa and Jen Aiden going jewelry shopping.
Yes, with Jen Aiden's cousin.
And
we're getting little bracelets for the bridesmaids or just the daughters.
Yeah, we're trying on earrings as well.
Yeah.
Jen's asking, how are you going to wear your hair at the wedding?
This is the start. This is the little seed that grows into that huge half up, half down.
This the seed that grows on the tree.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a half up, half down. Okay. I feel like we've had this scene of Jen and Bill 25 times right now.
Yeah.
Of Bill trying to like have a logical conversation and then Jen saying, I don't want to be logical. Just support whatever I want to do.
It's getting a little repetitive.
Yeah. We're like talking in circles a little bit.
But they like kind of are the classic, like when they're out as a couple, it's like they are the life of the party. Mm. But when they go back home, there's like all these issues.
It's like the death of the party.
Yeah.
I love a life of the party. Okay. Let's go to Missy G's. This is her house.
I know. And like Joe feels so emasculated by it.
By her saying that it's her house?
Yeah. And by her calling it Missy G's, he hates it when they were walking in.
I think we've sold it.
They've sold it?
They're always buying and selling.
Oh, they're like redoing their new house too again because people were criticizing it. I think it's probably because of that one TikTok
they
guy.
Oh my God.
You know the TikTok guy who criticizes?
Yeah. Oh, but I got to say, of all the homes, well, first of all, of all the
shore homes,
I want to be at Missy G's.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, the only thing that Fuda's had going for it, it felt like there was a lot of room, which is always good.
I know, but these other
the Aiden one. The Fuda one's okay. It's serviceable. The Aiden one is hell on earth.
It's a house of horrors.
They're right on the fucking boardwalk.
You're looking at like a ice cream shop.
Yeah, which I mean, like I like ice cream, but my other thing about that
but
was
you,
like...
But you've been.
Yeah. I mean, like, are they in Seaside Heights?
I think so.
Ooh, that is...
Scary. A fright fest.
It's not great. Flies everywhere, by the way.
Flies everywhere.
When we were in, we went into the Shore store, like where they worked on Jersey Shore, and I just remember there being flies everywhere. And that man was there. You know the man?
Yeah, of course, the man. The owner of the Shore store.
And my thing is like, what is the logic in having our most famous cast member stay in that home?
Oh.
Like putting Teresa in that particular home.
Well, she lost her Shore home. They had to sell it.
I know, but I mean, like, put her in the Fuda house.
I think you're giving the Fuda house too much credit.
I mean, I'd rather be in the Fuda house compared to the Aiden house. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so in the Aiden house is Teresa, Dolores, and Jen, right?
No, Dolores is with the Fudas.
Okay, who else is with Jen then? Oh, Danielle Cabral.
Yeah, how could you forget?
Okay, then Fuda is Dolores and...
Fessler.
Fessler.
You know who would have a great shore house?
Jen Fessler?
If Jen Fessler got a shore house...
It would be the chicest.
It would be the chicest shore house of all the shore houses.
I mean, like, her regular house...
Is the chicest. It looks like
a shore house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jen Fessler.
Star. Star performance on Watch Evans.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, should we go there? But let's just go there.
Let's go there. I mean, she's an Ozempi girl, which I will
but
say.
But at least screaming from the rooftop.
At least she admits it. Yeah. But also like, but it's not great to be an Ozempi girl with what's going on with the shortage and the people who actually need it aren't able to have it.
Okay.
She also admitted to getting a facelift, a nose job.
Are this or that?
This or that. She looked great in her her zebra prints. Andy got a kick out of her.
So now we've had Cabral, Fuda, Fessler.
It's like
Fessler's, and I'm a Cabral fan, but Fessler's running circles around these girls.
Yeah.
She came on to Watch What Happens Live with, I don't want to say a quiet confidence, but like
A loud confidence. the thing about Fessler to me is like she has what Marge thinks she has.
Oh my God. Well, for me, Fessler, it almost feels like you've always been there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And remember we were calling her Cindy Barshop, or you were...
I know, that was...
I'd take that
derogatory.
Back.
Yeah. That's like a slur.
I think it's because like she just like looks like a girl we'd know.
I'd be honored to know her.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, question. Jackie, friend of... I don't think she's missed an episode. It's giving Adriana Marisol vibes right now.
No, it's not.
No, I mean...
As far as maybe time on screen.
No, in terms of like what it means to be a friend for you. You're there the whole time.
Yeah, but Jackie is fading into the background like never before. And I'm a Jackie fan.
Oh, okay. Because here's what I have to say. She did two interesting things. For me, I think she knows that we've liked a year or two ago when her and Jen were getting along for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing that again.
That's a pro.
And then she, I think it's smart of her for her drama to be outside of Teresa, Melissa.
Yes, but, and I say this as a Jackie fan, everything she's like trying to do with Cabral feels forced and mean.
Yeah.
It feels below Jackie, you know? Yeah.
Well, I wonder.
Because like what happened to our Speak Girl?
No, but I see, that's what I wonder is that she was like, oh, I was being my normal self before. And now I get demoted because I'm being good and normal and reasonable.
Yeah.
So now do I have to act crazy in order to be on this show?
But I'm also like rethinking this a little bit. So I also don't want to discount how she kind of started the show. Mm. She did start the show with that quip about Joe being in jail.
Yeah.
But that felt like a lot less forced. It felt more part of the conversation in a natural way, way back in the day, all those years ago, than like her going after Cabral's like outfits.
Okay, but we've moved past the outfits and now we're at is she telling us the whole truth?
Which, like, come on. Even though she's leading with like, I'm somebody who hasn't talked to my sister, who hasn't been close to my sister for like however many years.
Yeah.
She's leading with that, so I give her that credit there, but it's also like I don't know.
Yeah. The line, and we had to actually listen to it five times to understand what she was saying, because like I just could not understand the words. I believe she said, to me, she seems like a clearance aisle snooki.
Yeah.
That wasn't great.
That was rude.
Yeah.
To everyone involved.
To Snooki, to Danielle.
Yeah. Also, like, what, like, how? Because she's Jersey Shore-ish? Oh, wait. One thing I want to say about Danielle and the Jersey Shore. That we got a little like flashback sequence of like photos of her saying she hasn't been there since her 20s. And I was like, if I were to do the math correctly, she probably was there at the height of like Jersey Shore filming.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because she's like what? Like my age-ish?
Yeah.
And so are the Jersey Shore kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The flashback to the baseball game of Teresa inviting Marge Sr. to the wedding.
It's like, Teresa, like, what are you thinking? I would say she probably wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
She didn't know the implications that that would have internationally.
The ramifications. Yeah. I mean, like, and then when we get to the Donna Marco, people are saying like, oh, just invite her. You don't have to invite the sisters. And she's like, no, I gotta invite the sisters. Like, no, yeah. You could invite just the mom.
Inviting them just the mom is actually really normal.
Yeah.
Louie kind of like sneaking up behind Donna Marco and like apologizing to her before.
Please don't hold it against me.
Before this conversation. Yes. And then running around looking for her after and trying to invite her.
Yes, yes.
Louie.
Wait. No, we gotta save the Louie moment to the end. Okay, Jen guzzling the alcohol. What's going on here? I don't even understand.
I get doing one shot later in the night.
No, later in the night is even more scary to me.
Okay, sorry. At some point in the night, not starting off the function with like ripping shots, which they were all doing.
No, they're just guzzling from the bottle.
I know.
And like, in my old age, just like behaving normal and going out, I'm like already wiped out.
Exactly.
So like, how do these people do it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, and somewhere else, like, even though those are peers, I could like understand what's going on there.
Well, because they're having like rosé and lover boys for the most part. And there's like a shot here or there.
But this, we're pouring alcohol free flowing into people's mouths.
It's like the only time that's ever happened to me was at Flaming Saddles. You know, back in the day, they used to like come around and just pour it in your mouth. Oof. Oh, couldn't be me now.
It makes you sick. Okay, then we're fighting. This is like not it for me. The like, you rather be my friend than my enemy thing. I think we're making like a lot out of nothing.
This is why I'm turning on Marge this season.
Okay.
She's always going for these kind of fights. Mm. And it's like, I'm not trying to be a tree hugger when I say this, but like Teresa was like trying to explain it. And it's also like not something to fight about. It's like, so, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I love the flashback to one of our favorite moments of when Jackie and Dolores are at the ropes course. And then Jackie's like, oh, you don't want to be Marge's enemy. And Dolores like, no. I don't know if it was like in the after show or something. It was like, we all said this. Like, we all say this.
Yeah. It's like, it's something everyone says and it's correct too.
Yeah.
And it's to me, it's like, Marge, I get what you're trying to do to like produce this show.
Yeah.
And it like helps in some ways.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, sometimes it doesn't need to happen at every single party. We can go to a group event where you're not doing this.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Because it's like, it's safer to engage in these like stupid fights that mean nothing than to like get to something that's like serious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's just like, Marge is really grating at my nerves this season, just because we have all this new fun blood that I want to see more of.
Yeah.
But we're getting bogged down in like Marge versus Jen and Marge versus whoever all the time.
Okay. The preview.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, I wouldn't say I was like a Louis fan, but I was like,
I was coming around to him.
I was explaining Louis's POV in prior episodes.
Yeah.
This saying that he wears Nono's pajamas to be loving and make
the girls feel safe. The nieces
feel safe.
I have not felt for Joe Gorga in years, but seeing his face when Louis explaining that to him in that preview, I was like with him. I was a Joe Gorga soldier in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, it was very Lindsay Ebert making the face, being like, what?
Oh, that's weird.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
And it's like, I can...
Like, to me, this is real. Like, this is a real thing to fight over, not like, you shouldn't be my... It's better to be my friend than my enemy.
If Louis makes it so, we have to take back everything we said at the beginning of the season.
As huggers?
As huggers. I'm having a problem with him.
Okay. And then I try not to watch the clip every time, like the full 7 minute one. But I think, and I'm saying this just based on what people are talking about, part of why there's trouble is that Louis and Joe Gorger were going to do business together.
Yeah, pizza ovens.
And then that fell apart. And it's like, truly, Kathy's father and Jacinto Gorger all over again.
Yeah, Kathy's mother.
Oh, right. No, but wasn't it like the father? Oh, was it
the father? But then the mother was the one who got the grudge held against her. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Over a $200 loan.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that was a lot of money back then.
But like, okay, so we're just repeating history again.
Yeah. I mean, this entire show is like, everyone on this show is estranged with a family member except for Jen Aiden. Think about that, right? Oh, and Fuda.
Well, I mean, Jen Aiden wasn't talking to her mom for a year.
Yeah. But so Fuda's the only one not estranged.
Jen Fessler?
Oh, Fessler's, yeah, Fessler too. Yeah.
Oh my God. We are pro Fesslers.
Yep, we are.
Brendan cooking that up the other night.
We are pro Fesslers.
Okay. Shall we go to Vanderpump Valley?
We shall.
We're picking up at Guy's Night.
I hate Guy's Night.
It was really kind of like going back to that scene all over again when like James and Lala were acting out.
Yeah, same corner.
But this time James is kind of storming off.
Storming off responsibly.
Responsibly.
Like checking in with his girlfriend. Doing the right thing for once in his life.
Yeah.
Mostly the right thing. I think it's the right thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. He should have left. Yeah, yeah.
And just like Raquel's now holding court, recalling the entire little trip to Lake Havasu.
Yeah. Raquel has a confessional where she says, these girls made it seem like I'm only chasing guys they're interested in.
Made it seem.
They made it seem like that, huh? Okay. Katie and the gals walking in at 1:07 a.m., and just like Katie drunk by herself.
And then like goes to pour herself another drink.
Not the divorce party I want to be attending.
I know. And then what's his name comes in. And I thought the internet tried to tell us that he was gay after last week's episode. Because he said that he hangs out at the Abbey.
Was that even the same guy, though? Because there were three friends, I think.
I thought this was the guy who was in the bucket hat. Okay, that's the I'm guy not sure. She had been talking to.
Okay, okay. So then he is the Abbey attender.
I mean, I guess.
Okay. And then he stayed over. It was so awkward when we're, like, sitting on the couch and they're...
Why are we, like, doing sexual innuendos in front of our two friends, one of whom is pregnant and one of whom is, like, drunk by herself?
One of whom's pregnant. One of who's drunk by herself. I don't know. Back on the ranch, we are going to the astrology store and getting a tarot card reading.
Oh, by a gay.
By a gay. And we learn that Allie's ambition in life is to become a full-time astrologer.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I will say, the card that was pulled for James, it was like about like walking away. I was like, he just walked away.
I mean, the guy pulled the right cards.
Yeah.
You got to give it to him.
Should we start pulling cards? Would that be too bitch sesh?
Like live on the air?
I've never pulled a card.
Oh my God, you never?
Maybe I have pulled one.
Okay. So, but like what, I mean, those are two different things. There's pulling a single card.
And then, like, doing the cards.
And then there's doing, like, the full...
Monty.
The full Monty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, pulling one is a good way to start.
I guess. I don't know. I'll look into it.
Look into it. Okay.
I'm still only at my, like, moon sign or sun sign.
You're not at your rising yet.
Not at my rising. Though I think I've looked it up. Mm. If anyone wants to look it up, my name is Brendan. My birthday is July 13th, 1987. I was born around dinner time.
No, you gotta have the time.
Like 5:30.
Okay. Hopefully that's enough info.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Sam did this for us.
He did it for sure.
But I forgot it.
Yeah. Roll footage. Okay. So Tom's and LVP. Now, did Sandoval order
a frosé and a beer.
And a beer for himself, or was one of them for Schwartz?
No, he drank both of them. Because he started with the frosé, and then the beer was in front of him, and it was then half empty, and he was holding it.
So why not just order the beer once the frosé is over?
Well, it's...
hard to get into a sick man's mind.
Symbolism, though, if you think about it, one of them is Ariana and one of them is Raquel. Mm. The beer, Old Faithful, Ariana.
Yeah.
Frosé, new, young, cold.
Pink.
Raquel. Pink. Raquel. Think about that. Symbolism in everything you watch. It's called film theory, folks.
Wow. Okay. They can't open... by the 26th, because the machine is wedding, but they will open by the 31st. Whether or not they need to start doing a one only.
I'm not a business owner, but none of this made sense to me.
The one only. Lisa Vanderpump thinking OnlyFans is called.
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry.
One only. You only get one shot. You can't post one video.
Only 1 foot.
1 foot and... people are going to pay for it or they're not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been not very interested in Sheena for the season, but she woke up. Between the fucking whiteboard that's telling her to brush her teeth, eat breakfast, wipe her butt when she goes to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and like sometimes she checks it off and sometimes she doesn't. Make content. Kiss for 1 minute.
Not kiss for 1 minute.
There was a
kiss. I know, I'm just saying. Sheena invented to-do lists.
But it's also, I think it's the backsplash of their stove.
Disgusting.
I think it's me. So like the grease is going on to it. Am I wrong?
You might be right.
And then that's when we learn that one of the bridesmaids who's not on the cast is... unable to book the hotel.
Jamie.
Because it's sold out. And it's like, Jamie, we're 2 weeks out.
I think also the claim was that somehow she did book, but then like her reservation got canceled. That's what she's claiming online in 2023.
Oh, interesting.
But like all these people are talking online. So it's like, I don't know. She's posting receipts and it's like, Jamie, why do we care?
Mm-mm-mm.
But it's like, here's the thing. I'm fully team Katie in this.
Oh.
1,000,000%.
Okay, plead your case.
There's no case. It's like, Sheena, you were an asshole to me. I'm going on this trip because me being around these people gets me a fucking paycheck.
Yeah.
There's no reliable way that if I stay home, they're going to film with me.
They're really going to film me and Christina Kelly. Me getting drunk in front of Christina Kelly.
Exactly. So I'm fucking going. And I don't fucking care. And if it inconveniences you because it is an extra cherry on top, because you have this whole storyline where you're trying to rub this romance between my ex and this new girl in my fucking face.
Mm. Okay. Sheena talking about calling the TSA to get Katie on the no-fly list. Sort of... invoking Stassi and Kristen calling the cops on Faith.
Oh my God.
It's like an interesting thing to be dipping our toe into.
Right.
Obviously, very different circumstances, mm-hmm. but It made me remember. Okay. When Katie and Ariana meet with Sabina, the business consultant, mm-hmm. so far all they have is a mood board and a business plan that they worked on with LVP.
Yeah.
And they're selling Sabina on the concept.
Right.
Which is only men sell sandwiches.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I was sold too. Because you do get your Jimmy John's, your Firehouse, which like unfortunately Firehouse implies mostly men. Because of the way this... Oh. No, it's not me saying that. It's because of the fucking patriarchy in this country.
Famously, Sandoval's mom, a firewoman.
Okay, so there's one. But it's not my fault that it is this way. It's just how the world is.
They did not mention Jersey Mike's. Which I'm sure is probably a more East Coast thing.
Yeah. What else? Sparrow. I
think that might be more of a last name.
Blimpy.
Okay, so we are going to potentially be five doors down from Sir. And the fact that LVP says it's only 100 yards down the road, I screamed. For the fact that like we are talking about 100 yards.
In the midst of the restraining order.
In the midst right now. It's like truly.
So Raquel can be at Sir. And Sheena could be at.
Something about her.
Yeah.
Well. Raquel inviting James to the pool party.
It's like.
Sandoval said I could invite you.
No, but she more said Sandoval said you were invited.
Oh, yeah. What? The point being, Sandoval said you were invited.
Yeah.
Just another little...
I will say, we don't get much use of that back bar a lot these days. So it was great to be back in that space where we started.
I feel like you know who uses that a lot?
Who?
Peter.
Yeah.
For his scenes.
To like do stuff.
No, you're just talking to like Lisa. Okay. Did you notice Ariana ordering... what was once the Come Through Queen signature cocktail.
Yes.
Calling it a VSG.
VSG.
Vodka soda grapefruit.
I mean, like any opportunity I'm in this home and I can have one, I get one, but it never comes up.
Yeah, we know. We haven't been carrying grapefruit juice in the home.
Yeah, this is a BYOG home now.
But like, I've never heard the words VSG before.
Well, now we need to bring it back. In honor of Ariana.
I know.
Oh, we should have done that tonight. So stupid.
But the problem is, like, in this day and age, I might be more of a TSG girl.
Well, I mean, that's what... There's something about Katie had.
Okay. Yeah.
And I will say, the thing I like about Pump Rules is that there are, like, some gay people who are actually their friends.
In the orbit?
Yeah. Like, this guy who's waiting the table is actually their friend.
Yeah, that's, like, Ariana's closest friend, apparently.
One of.
Everyone has so many close
friends. Ariana surrounds herself by LGBTs.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. Now, the flashback of Christina Kelly making fun of the wedding dress of Sheena's first wedding with Stassi.
Classic.
It's like, I'm seeing it for the first time almost.
Because you didn't have Christina Kelly in your orbit.
I was focused purely on Stassi making fun of it and not paying attention to the Christina Kelly portion of it.
I've always had eyes on Christina Kelly.
Yet another flashback. 2012. Sheena and Brandy.
Think of where we were then.
Sheena looking like a Umansky.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, we famously used to call Farrah Sir Waitress.
And she's not even a Umansky.
I know. And then, just, like, think of, like, we were... Obama hadn't even had his second term yet.
No.
That's how long we've been with these people.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this was wild to me. When James was talking to Sheena about the wedding... and Allie coming, but Allie can't go to the wedding. Mm-hmm. But she could go to the welcome party and the after party.
But not the reception, I guess?
Yeah. It's always something when it comes to Sheena's wedding.
It's there's so many weird rules. It's like come on.
If she could pitch in, she could come. But
if she can clean up after us,
if she's more than welcome to pass drinks.
Sheena always does stuff just as like lowbrow and cheap as possible. I mean, remember when she was going to try to get married during James and Raquel's engagement party?
Yes.
Like, in a corner?
A two for one. I mean, she might as well at this point. It's like... Okay. Then we're starting. With like Lala and Katie.
At this fucking party?
Going after Raquel.
Just like Lala, I'm glad she's on the last chair for the reunion because to me...
Serves her right.
To me, she can be off the show. I don't care.
I think we need our enemies.
She's too much of an enemy. Mm. She can never... She's 0 to 100 and she's going to pop ya.
Are you trying to get popped?
Yeah, exactly. Like there's no in between with her.
Yeah. But I think that there are... Members of the audience, not our audience necessarily, but members of the Vanderpump Rules audience that like Lala.
Okay, what I'm telling you is this member of the Vanderpump Rules audience does not.
Okay.
Because it's just like, she's also making like Raquel into a sympathetic character here. Yeah, and it's like, actually, you know, like Raquel's kind of in the wrong a lot of times, but like you're being awful.
Yeah.
Which makes me worry about the reunion.
I don't even know what to.
Well, Raquel posted her Instagram story. She said,
"Oh, I know.
Yes, I'll be in the reunion." And then Lala like screenshot and posted, "See you there" with like a devil face or something like that.
Okay, but it was interesting seeing first Ariana coming to Raquel's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tom Sandoval fighting for his woman, a.k.a. Raquel. and then Ariana storing off during that.
And Ariana saying, you better not make this Tom against the girls again. And then just like poor Ariana, like trying to like get Katie to... She's like, I have an idea.
Yes.
Let's just like ask her like, what number? What number?
Yeah.
And Katie's like, there's no number. And I mean like, I know... People hate Katie for like this moment. Mm. But like I said, this is the mountain I'm willing to die on.
Mm.
I stand where you stand in your convictions, get your paycheck, make sure you get as much screen time as you can.
See, yeah, no, of course. Yes. Where I land is like, if I'm my Ariana, it's like this all plays out. And I'm like, in my head, I'd be like, why am I even friends with any of you?
Yeah.
That's what I can't really land on.
Well, I mean, she's deep in it, bitch. She's literally in a 9-year relationship with Tom Sandoval.
I know, but like I said about the tying herself to the Katie Maloney ship, where it's like they're not the best of friends. And then I'm like, why are you the best of friends with Sheena, who's like such an idiot?
I mean...
And then she was becoming best friends with Raquel. And Raquel goes and sleeps with her man. It's like just...
I mean, at the end of the day, the friendship that does make most sense to me, even though they're not the closest, is Ariana and Katie. Like, in theory...
Okay.
Just because, like, they have similar worldviews.
Okay.
They should be friends, which is how I think they got into this business together.
Oh, okay. I would love...
I think it, like, all stemmed... A lot of this stemmed from, like, everyone being assholes a few seasons ago and, like, that... Police prank,
yes.
And I think they kind of realized that, like, oh, all these people we're with are assholes.
Yeah, I would love. Okay, one of two things: Ariana file as a transfer student and come to the East Coast and like join the Star.
But what would she do during the week?
Like, she has like a cocktail at home.
Box
thing. What does Sierra do during the week?
models.
No, she doesn't.
She's modeling for Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right, right. But like, so we could all like dip and dab somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, but number two, I was thinking about this morning. I'm getting ready. I feel like all the kids shows are at a point right now where Southern Charm is wrapping up. Winter House is done. Summer House isn't picking up yet. Vanderpump Rules will finish the reunion. This is our chance to do
Spring House.
Ultimate.
Just kidding.
Ultimate Little Girls Trip.
Okay.
Season 5. The Little Girlies.
We're calling them the Little Girlies. First you called them the kids, now they're the Little Girls. Are you Mary Cosby?
Little girl. Mary Cosby can be the matriarch. Well, because it's Ultimate Girls Trip, so I have to call them the Little Girls.
No, you don't. It would be Ultimate Girls Trip, the under 42 set.
As Andy likes to call you. Now's the time.
Yeah, but I also want to see them like be interwoven with like other Ultimate Girls Trip, because I actually think it would be an interesting conversation to have the housewives talk to, like, for example, like someone like Ariana about the difference between the shows.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the problem is I think UGT3 had a lot of her peers there with like Whitney, Candace, Leah Mob, Portia Mob.
What do you mean? What did you say it had a lot of what there?
Peers.
Oh, I thought you said repeaters.
No, no.
Yeah.
Which would be a repeater if Ariana was hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember what I thought? Leah was saying, remember when I thought they were saying Leah Mob, Portia Mob? Yeah. So stupid. They weren't saying that.
Your brain.
Okay.
Say the artist that the painting was inspired by that Kyle gave to Amanda.
Basquiat.
Oh, God.
You're trying to get me.
Because I fucking sat here for 10 minutes.
Coaching me?
Not even coaching you. Being like, can I just say it and we can move on?
Okay. Besides the one thing I want to put the pin on for with Pump is Christina Kelly being like, it's not like we're going to be there with like watching with binoculars. And then
A flash forward.
Beautifully done. Of perfect. Them watching the wedding.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful wedding.
What a beautiful wedding next to the pool at the resort.
Next to the pool at the resort. Okay.
Let's get.
I think now is a good time to explain. We are finishing the Miami reunion this week. Part 3.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Rugged 3 dropped 3 episodes. So we're going to cover that next week, Rugged 3. We need to give Miami its proper send-off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Exactly.
Which I got to say, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss our girls, even though 2 of the girls will be there. Okay. This friggin' Halloween party that Lenny and Lisa are continuing to co-host.
It's really sick, right?
And Kiki's been going for years.
Of course.
As a member of the modeling community.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows many a woman that has cheated with Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
But Kiki has also had a man that had a slip and fall.
Crazy.
Into a vagina. You gotta give it to her.
You really do.
Alexia calling Anthony Antonia.
That segment really pissed me off. Mm-hmm. It's like, it also is just like the whole... he's acting like a girl thing. Oh, I wanted Andy to call that out, being like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah. He usually doesn't tread into that territory.
Yeah.
Speaking of Andy, we had a flashback of Mama Elsa telling Andy that he's incapable of love.
Oh, my God. I think he's had a couple relationships since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, Marisol trying to, like, patch it over, being like,
oh,
I believe... in you.
I believe in you. Okay. Why is it that two friends get to stay almost the whole time, but Kiki is told to leave. The couch is a little too crowded.
I don't know. It like makes really no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like it would have been nice to have Kiki at the end, especially because they took that selfie with the entire cast.
You're right.
Yeah.
Marisol crying over Adriana as if she like cares about their relationship.
It feels like now they all care again.
Oh.
Like something happened.
Present day? Or are you saying?
No. Just like during this reunion, even though Adriana like was really weird during this reunion, which we'll get to in a second, I'm sure.
Mm.
Like it seemed at the end of the reunion, they all care. Like even Marisol at the end was like, Adriana, like, I'll help you get to, like, the place that I'm at.
Sure.
And, like, Alexi and Adriana at the very end were, like, embracing and talking to each other, kind of left the reunion like that.
I mean, this was one of the best seasons, and I think that was a good way for it to end.
And even Larsa, like, in her toast was like, I hope we all do this forever.
I bet you do. Yeah. Okay, but the flashback of the stuff with, like, Adriana's wedding.
Uh-huh.
And then them being so pissed that she was already married for years.
Leah Black. At length.
Invoking her name. Everyone had to wait for 3 hours. Of course we had to wait, because you're already married. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's...
Makes no sense. Whenever Alexi makes an argument like that, it's like... You're pulling shit out of your ass.
Yeah. Okay. The letter that we were teased.
This big moment.
By someone being abused by Marisol. We're bringing abuse to light.
I will say, like, this bit of writing, and then, like, part of it being like, I'm afraid if I speak up, I'll end up chopped liver.
Oh my God. Did we have, like, a writing team on this? No. I mean, this alone...
This letter feels like it was written by Alyssa Edwards underneath a table in season 5 of Drag Race. She's going,
she's slapping. I mean, I was going during it, especially the reveal that it's written by Marisol's liver.
And they're all like, this is so shitty. Then Andy's like, I'm keeping this.
The clubhouse. Put it in the clubhouse. Okay. Alexia's saying, instead of bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, I'm saying thank you, bravo.
Unafraid to reference.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
That's in reference of her getting put in touch with the Des Moines Foundation with Frankie.
Whenever they talk about that foundation, I think they're about to say Des Moines.
Oh, it's the Des Moines. It's like, you can be anonymous.
Thank you for putting me in touch with Des Moines.
It's actually the Witness Protection Program.
Anon, please.
Oh, my God. Okay. When Andy's like, oh, Alexia, Marisol, Adriana, like, say something nice about each other. And Alexia says, I love her songs. I love the way she sings.
Like, I will say, to say I love her songs is one thing, but to say I love the way she sings, it's like, wow.
That actually is a compliment.
That's a wild compliment here.
Okay. Marisol says this, and I don't know if you caught this. She says, I love my job. Are we referring to the Housewives, or are we referring to PR? Because I thought she's not doing PR anymore.
I think Housewives. Oh, okay. I could be wrong, though.
Even Dr. Nicole and Larsa zero out, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, it ended, like, on a good note.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life.
I mean, it was a great season. This cast is stellar. I don't know what they're going to do next season because I can't really see losing anyone. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess... I don't know. I wonder if they bump Adriana up. But I don't know... If she is actually alone, there's no reason to bump her up.
What will she show us?
Yeah.
There's no reason. There's no reason for her to be bumped, for Marisol to be bumped up. But it's like, I think they do it one more time with this cast and see what happens.
Yeah.
And maybe like bring us more guests, you know?
And but we're already like stuffed the gills on the couch.
I know. But we don't need people on the couch. But like maybe if Leah Black wants to come for like a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Or if like Anna wants to come for a couple of episodes. Because they're mentioning these girlies.
We're invoking their names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up. Freak of the Week of the One True Queen.
So the Freak of the Week. I mean, like, I feel like we've probably given this out before.
I think like a month ago we were like, Bravo.
What the fuck?
Stop digging us around with this Orange County trailer. This week, they post a clip of Jeanna Kirschneider sitting around sipping a drink, saying good things come to those who wait.
Mm-hmm.
Which, there is one positive way of looking at this, is that, that we're featuring our girl, Jeanna. We could be, that could have been very easily Tamra.
Exactly.
Sipping a drink.
Exactly.
But instead, it's the one that we were worried about.
I know.
I think signs are looking good for her.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Oh God, could you imagine? Oh my God. Imagine it's next week.
What? If the trailer comes next week, I'm going to call in.
Yeah.
I'll be out next week, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Brendan's out next week. We have a fun returning guest. So you
we'll see if he's fun.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Our one true queen.
We haven't heard her name in a while. Dr. Tiffany Moon took to Instagram Reels and posted a takedown of Larsa and the shit Larsa said against anesthesiologists.
In a collab post with Dr. Nicole Martin.
The doctors are working together.
Oh my God. And then on top of that, Tiffany Moon's been dragging Marisol.
Because Marisol apparently like runs a fake account. Or something?
Oh, I think Marisol was alleging Tiffany Moon ran an account that calls out
fake Birkins.
Fake Birkins. There's something that's something that's something that's something. But what Tiffany responded with was pointing out all of Marisol's fakes.
Okay.
Which was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's not what we're giving the queen to. It is Tiffany Moon calling out Larsa.
For the crimes against anesthesiologists.
I mean, I feel like the anesthesiologists of America should stand up and release a PSA against Larsa.
Yeah, well, this is a real job.
Exactly. Realer than you.
Wow, what a week. As usual, head on over to comethroughqueen.com. As we mentioned, it's a Real Housewives, the new class ranking. The 22 newest housewives on the scene ranked just like the old gals. And you'll be pleasantly surprised to see who's on top.
Yes. Go to comethroughqueen.com for everything, our socials, everything you need from our Patreon. Mm. Just everything. Just go there.
Just everything. Just go there. Like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Not me. Bye.
Come through, Queen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.